Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Flare him out. Allen throws off his back foot. Short, picked at the 9-yard line. Bullock.
We will spend the majority of this Football Friday, of course, breaking down Steelers-Bears, which looks like a huge swing game for the Steelers. But we got to talk about what happened last night in the state of the AFC right now, Doran. The Bills lose. Josh Allen was sacked 8 times. Houston's defense is really good. He's got to come to Pittsburgh next week, where we know if the Steelers' defense can do one thing, it is harass the quarterback. And I feel pretty good about that game. But that's besides the point. The Bills, one of the favorites to win the AFC, are now sitting there at 7-4. They're probably not going to win their division. They're 2 games back in New England, and they don't have the tiebreaker. The Kansas City Chiefs, the perennial favorite to win the AFC, they're on the outside looking in, and they've got a really difficult task this week against the Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm. And if those were the top 2 favorites coming in, then Baltimore was right there as well. They are 5-5, and actually behind Kansas City in the standings and on the outside looking in. Meanwhile, the Steelers beat 2 of the top 3 teams in the conference, the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts, and Denver's offense looks sometimes like it's stuck in mud.
Yes.
The AFC's wide open, man.
It sure is.
Can the Steelers take advantage? 412-928-9370.
I don't know. That's what is so frustrating about this, is because I think they lack so much explosion that you would like to see and have a couple tails that show you that they could take advantage, but I just don't know. I mean, even if Rodgers is healthy, I still don't know. Like, you know, where are they going to get that production at that they can take advantage of this? Like, defense, yeah, but they show up every other game. Every other game is a big game by the defense, and then they'll come back and down to reality and lose to somebody like the Bears on Sunday.
Yes, and you mentioned explosive plays. This is something that I had planned to bring up during the preview, but it makes sense to do so now. This is going to be a game that is all about turnovers and explosive plays. Steelers-Bears. The Bears offensively are 6th in the NFL in explosive play rate, so they get all kind of explosive plays, and they got a bunch of guys that can beat you. They got 6 receivers, Doran,
yep,
with 200-plus yards. So they spread it around, they control the clock, and they'll hit you with the explosives. And their defense allows 26 points per game. They are 25th in the NFL in explosive plays allowed. So they give up a ton of explosive plays defensively. They get a ton offensively. But the Steelers aren't a team that gets a lot of explosive plays. So that's going to be a huge key to this game, which we will preview in depth as we move forward in the program. I don't know that the Steelers could take advantage, but if I frame it this way, I feel okay. The Chargers are the 5th seed. So if the playoffs started today, Los Angeles would be coming to Pittsburgh. And I know it went terribly when Pittsburgh went out there. But I give them more than a puncher's chance to beat the Chargers at Acrisure Stadium, don't you?
Yeah, I do too.
The Bills come to Pittsburgh next week. If they played in a playoff game, I would pick Buffalo because they've got Josh Allen. But is that a game you feel like the Steelers couldn't win at Acrisure Stadium?
I actually feel like they're going to win this game next week.
I feel like they're going to win next week as well. I'd feel worse about it if it were a playoff game, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Because of Allen, who's actually been himself historically good in the postseason. The team just hasn't done enough, and that's kind of the story of his career. And my God, is that not the story of this season for the Buffalo Bills? But I do feel like they could win a playoff game against Buffalo. Jacksonville's the 7 seed. What if they came to Pittsburgh? Does that scare you at all? What if the Steelers played the Patriots in the playoffs? They've already beat them. What if they played Indianapolis in the playoffs? I think the venue would make me pick those teams, like New England at Gillette Stadium, Indianapolis in the Dome. I think it would be tougher than if they came to Acrisure, but in a one-off, in a one-game situation, I don't think there's a single team in the AFC that I don't think the Steelers can beat. Like last year, I didn't think the Steelers had a puncher's chance in hell, really, of beating Baltimore. I think I picked the Steelers, actually, in that game, but I didn't feel good about it, and I was an imbecile, and I shouldn't have, and it wasn't close. If the Steelers played the Ravens in a playoff game this year, I mean, look at Lamar Jackson. He's now missed each of the last three Wednesdays with a different lower body ailment.
Yeah.
Like they don't scare me. They don't put the fear of God in me. Kansas City, I guess, is the outlier because you just know that they'll flip the switch when they need to if they make the playoffs. But guess what? They might not make the playoffs.
Right.
So if I think about it in a vacuum, the Pittsburgh Steelers, do I feel like they're good enough to take advantage of the AFC? Not really. But when I think about them on a per-game basis against any one of those teams, I think they've got more than a puncher's chance to beat any of those teams.
I totally agree. But a lot of those teams know how to win. Half of those teams know how to win in the playoffs. Buffalo knows how to win in the playoffs. The Ravens know how to win in the playoffs. Kansas City knows how to win in the playoffs.
Right.
You're probably going to catch lightning in a bottle. Well, you have been this year with a young Drake May and Mike Vrabel, who has been in the playoffs as a player and as a coach. So, I do think that they have a puncher's chance, but they need to show a lot more for me to be and feel very confident in them actually winning that football game in the playoffs.
That's fair. I'll put it this way. If they don't make the playoffs, that would obviously be a disaster. But if they get blown out again in a first-round playoff game, it's one of the more disappointing Steelers seasons of the last decade, and they've pretty much known nothing but falling short and suffering disappointment the last decade.
It's the same thing.
I just, looking back at last year, you still had the superpowers, right? Like Kansas City wound up going to the Super Bowl. Baltimore and the Bills, I mean, they were threats in the AFC playoff picture. The superpowers were the superpowers. And so the Steelers would have needed all kinds of luck, and they would have needed to play perfect football to even have a shot. This year, you go out and you get Ramsey and Jonnu Smith and DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers, and you draft a defensive lineman in round one. And you really wanted to take advantage of the year before, in their minds, you draft your rookie quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And then it feels like the AFC is parted like the Red Sea. Like you've got this opportunity here that you weren't expecting. The Ravens were supposed to be damn good. This was their go for broke championship or bust season. And this is the worst season that they've had in a long time. Kansas City's not in your way. And what I'm saying is when you position yourself this offseason, it was to try to take one more bite at this apple.
Yeah.
And it turns out that you've got as good of a shot and as good of a setup as you have in about half a decade here in the conference. And so if you can't even win a playoff game, it's an abject failure, man. It just is. Like the Chargers are 7-4. Like
that's what you're going to get underneath Mike Tomlin. I mean, it's the same thing every year. It's just a different route to get there.
It is, and they wanted to put themselves in position, and they've been in position, right? I mean, they do it every year so that they can get into the playoffs, and then you see what happens, right? Mm-hmm. Let the chips fall where they may. Well, this year getting in, it should present you with an opportunity where you're probably going to be favored in a first-round matchup because it's going to be at home if you win the division. You got to take advantage of that. You got to break the streak. And if you don't, it's a massive missed opportunity. Like Denver's the one seed? Come on!
Right.
Bo Nix, and progress isn't always linear, but Bo Nix doesn't look as good as he did at the end of last season. That offense blows. And while the Patriots have this young quarterback that I think is going to contend for championships in his career, and they found the franchise guy, and he's a special player, he's still in his infancy. And they've feasted on poor opponents. Like they're good. They're not 9-2 good. Denver is good. They're not 9-2 good. And if you can't win a first round playoff game to then set up an opportunity to play one of those teams in divisional round weekend, and you brought in Aaron Rodgers and you brought in Jalen Ramsey, God, what a waste!
No,
man.
I mean huge waste.
And I think the conversation would be different if Kansas City were 9-2 and Baltimore were 9-2 and Buffalo were 9-2. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because there's a believability there.
You have a path to actually win because of how everything has fallen this year. But we're still not confident in you taking advantage of the path.
No.
That's the problem.
It's really frustrating because the Steelers' offense was good to begin the year. And Aaron Rodgers is on pace to break records and things were going swimmingly on that side of the ball. But the defense was horrific. Now the defense the last 3 weeks looks the part. It looks probably as good as we thought that it could. And the offense has stubbed its toe. And now your quarterback's hurt. And I wish I could sit here and be excited about Buffalo losing last night and looking as feeble as they did and their roster construction being as poor as it is behind Josh Allen, but I really can't. It just makes me more mad, frankly. Mm-hmm.
And I'll feel a little bit better if they do win these next two games, which I do think they're going to win next week. I still don't think that they're going to win on Sunday. And that's what's going to make you – that makes my mind just fry because they'll have a great showing 1 week and then they'll look like they lost everything. And then they'll come back and beat Buffalo at home. You're like, what? Like, why couldn't they play like that against the Bears?
Inconsistency is the mark of a not very good football
team. Exactly.
And
they're mediocre.
Exactly right. I don't think the Steelers are bad. I certainly wouldn't call them good. This is a prove-it stretch, though. You can change my mind here, Pittsburgh. You can change my mind in these next three games. I think the winner of the first Steelers-Ravens game is the team that's going to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot could still be on the line. All of the marbles can be on the line week 18 when the Steelers host the Ravens at Acrisure Stadium. But I think the team that wins the first matchup in a couple of weeks is the one that wins the division. So it's huge. And you've got a wounded animal coming in next week. Now you have a chance not to finish them necessarily, but you know what I mean. You can step on their throat.
Yeah.
And then this week you've got a smoke and mirrors Bears team that, it's on the road, but they haven't beaten a team as good as you all year long. It's the most important stretch of the season for Pittsburgh, but it's also doable if you're good enough. So we're about to find out, Mr. Dickerson.
Yes, we are.
Do you view the AFC the same way we do at 412-928-9370? That the AFC is down, and yet it doesn't make us feel all that good about the Steelers? 412-928-9370. We'll get more into this three-game stretch for the Steelers when we come back. We want your phone calls. Open phones until 7:35. Jason Mackey's going to jump on with us. He hosts the pregame show with Donnie Football. So we'll talk to Jason at the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. At 6:50, Harry Callis's Steelers weekly wrap-up. Nailed it. In the meantime, we want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. The hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Very important AFC North win, but it's equally important that we build upon that this week and stack wins. It's November. Teams are revealing themselves this time of year. You're consistently improving or you're consistently not. Certainly, we desire to be in the first group. We'll get an opportunity to display that on weekends.
Like an old pervert in a trench coat, it's time to reveal themselves, Storm.
Huh.
This stretch is a big one. for the Steelers. Bears, Bills, Ravens. Texter writes in, you are what your record is. Yes and no. You'd rather win than not win. But just because the Steelers are 6-4 doesn't mean they're good.
Right.
They could show us that they are, though, next three games.
Same with the Bears.
Exactly right. Exactly right. If this game were at home, I'd feel really good about it.
Very good.
I don't feel so great about it. In fact, might as well get it out of the way now. I think the Steelers are going to lose.
So do I.
Yeah. Harry, you like the Steelers in this one?
28-23 Steelers.
How about that?
My early final prediction.
Are you going to change it by the end of the show?
No, I never do. Okay. I always give it on the early morning show, because if you listen, you know.
Texter writes in, last night was a bad result on multiple levels. Allen had one of his worst games of his career. Now has 10 days to rest before heading to the Berg, and the Texans winning keeps them in the mix for the wild card. We talked about that the other day, that we were hoping that Buffalo would actually win the game because it would push the Texans further down. Because the Steelers don't have to win the AFC North, obviously, to make the postseason. If the Steelers were in the wild card race right now, they would still be in a playoff spot. They would be the 7 seed at 6-4. And you'd like as many teams to fall off as possible. But, man, ain't this the NFL in 2025? You got 10 teams still viable in the playoff race. The NFC's a total. I mean, it is a battle, man. There are maybe 10 teams still alive, but Detroit is the 8 seed right now on the outside looking in. And I think on a given Sunday, they could be the best team in the entire NFL.
Right.
San Francisco's the 7 at 7-4. The Packers are the 6 seed. Seattle at 7-3 is the 5. Tampa's good. They're the 4. Chicago at 7-3. The Rams at 8-2. Zinn.
Seahawks.
Mm-hmm. And the Eagles are the 1 seed at 8-2. I just swallowed one of my two Zins that I had in there.
You swallowed the whole thing?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I was about to say.
Went halfway down and came back up. That's you ever swallow one?
No. Not even close.
I wonder what happens if you swallow a Zin.
Probably crap it out.
Does it really take years for gum to digest?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a myth or not.
Yeah.
Probably. Can't break down.
I started to Google, does it take years for gum to digest? And as I got to, does it take years, it was something about HIV.
Oh, no good.
The hell are people Googling around here? No, gum does not stay in your stomach for years. It passes through your digestive system and is excreted in stool, typically within a few days.
Okay.
What happens if you swallow a Zin?
Probably same thing.
You may experience mild to moderate symptoms like nausea, stomach upset, dizziness, and an increased heart rate. While one pouch is unlikely to be severely harmful for an adult, it should not be swallowed, as a large number of pouches or high nicotine tolerance could lead to more severe reactions like seizures or respiratory issues.
You better be careful.
Don't be swallowing the Zins. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. The AFC appears to be wide open. Do you have faith that the Steelers could take advantage? Calls are pouring in at 412-928-9370, and we will get to you momentarily. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Can they go 2-1 in this stretch?
Sure.
The one that they could afford to lose then is this one. You don't want to lose an AFC game at home against a Buffalo team that's got issues, and you can't really lose that Ravens game, man.
No.
I know it's on the road, but...
Yeah, this is the one that you can lose. You can afford to lose. That's why we were on board with Mason starting, because it was an NFC game. I do believe that they'll win at home next week against the Bills. Bills are beaten up, and I think that the Steelers are a team where they lose to bad teams, and they beat good teams. That's how they've been underneath Mike Tomlin for a long time, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just this year, but I do think that they beat the Bills, and then the Ravens obviously is a toss-up. I could see the Steelers winning that game as well.
If you take out the way that the games looked and you just view it strictly from an opponent standpoint, the Steelers only have one bad loss this year, and they got revenge for it against Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't make me feel good about them losing on that Thursday, but losing to Seattle, no shame in that.
Green Bay.
Losing to Green Bay, no shame in that, though they let that one get away, and that's what would qualify as ugly. And then it was just a horrific performance against Los Angeles. That was their worst overall performance. But again, no shame in losing to them.
Right. That's a good point.
So their resume is pretty good if you were looking at it from like a college football playoff standpoint. Johnny Cranberry wants to chime in. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, gents. Happy Friday.
Happy you Friday. Too. Football Friday.
Football Friday. You know, I just looked this up. I think the last wild card, and I don't think I looked at ChatGPT, told me, last wild card team to win the Super Bowls in 2010, the Packers. And it just, and before that, it was the Giants in 07.
Right.
This just feels like a one of those years where a grimy, you know, they get hot at the right time and healthy at the right time, whether NFC or AFC.
Oh man, out of nowhere.
I think
you're right about that, particularly in the AFC, because you could be looking at a reality where the Chiefs are one of the wild cards and the Ravens are one of the wild cards and the Bills are a wild card.
Yep.
So your three favorites before the year could all be going on the road for the first game of the playoffs. Yeah, I think you're right about
that,
John.
And you know, as a lifelong Bills fan living in Pittsburgh now, I think the Bills are going to be, if they get healthier, or it's possibly that team. And in the NFC, I think that team is possibly the Seahawks. I just got this weird vibe. It's wide open. This is what Goodell wants with parity, right?
No doubt.
You know, I think it's going to be one of those just dirty, grimy teams that gets hot at the right time. So also, real quick, I'm not a soccer guy. I coached my daughters in soccer years ago, but props to the Riverhounds. They're playing noon for the USL Championship. Tuffy Schellenberger and all that.
I think it's going to be on KDKA on Sunday.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks,
yeah,
John.
Just want to give some props there. So, thanks, John.
Go Hans.
Yeah, go Hans. You know a team, a grimy team that I think is going to catch fire and has caught fire, and I think they're going to make noise?
Don't tell me. I want to guess.
All right.
Cowboys?
Yep.
Look at us.
Yep.
Mind meld.
Yep.
Anthony in Oakland next up. Hi, Anthony.
Fellas, you know, I've been looking at some film from Rodgers. I'm disappointed. What I've seen lately is he's not stepping up in the pocket, and he's arm throwing, and that's why he seems to be a little off.
You know what, Anthony? I feel like a lot more people would agree with you on that, and I think you have a lot of people that are in that camp, but I think it might be a universal opinion. Had Rodgers played the entirety of the second half against Cincy and looked like he did in the first half, because then you'd be talking about one game where he played as poorly as he can, and then a second game where he didn't play all that well.
And Dor, you've been around football. You've been around some great quarterbacks. And you can tell the difference when Mason came and he stepped up and made some of those throws that Rodgers has been reluctant to do. And it's difficult when you're throwing from your arm instead of your body. And so I and this is surprising to say, I am losing faith in Rodgers with each passing game, to tell you the truth.
Anthony, Rodgers is such an anticipatory thrower, and guys aren't getting open. That's, to me, the issue, is the reason why he has those errant passes and he looks like that, and he may be throwing differently than you're used to and accustomed to, is that he's used to throwing to a spot and guys are going to get there. And I think he doesn't have the confidence in his receivers and his skill players to really get there. And whenever Mason comes in, he's just letting it loose. He's like, whatever, I have nothing to lose.
But Dorn, you also know when the defense knows that you're not going to go over the top and you've been reluctant to go over the top all year, they can flood the zone.
No doubt.
That they've been watching you doing. And when Mason came in, they had to back off a little bit. So that's what's even been hurting the run game, because they're staying too close to the line of scrimmage because he's throwing too short, and that's hurting the whole offense. Let me say this about yesterday's game. Dorn, I don't know if you watched that whole game, mm-hmm. you and how in God's name do you give up a 4th and 27?
Oh, that was outstanding. That was one of the plays of the year, Anthony, and thank you for the call. And Al Michaels got a ton of hell for it. They ran the hook and ladder play, mm-hmm. and picked up a 4th and 27, and it sounded like Al Michaels was half asleep on the call. And right after Allen released the ball, he started booking it downfield because he was going to be a pitch option. Uh-huh. That was a hell of a play.
That was.
And then they still lost. He threw the pick at the end. 412-928-9370. Do you think the Steelers can take advantage of what appears to be a mountain of mid in the AFC. 412-928-9370. How might it look if Rodgers plays on Sunday? How will he be compromised? Well, his offensive coordinator, Artie Smith, he talked to the media and told us yesterday. We'll get into that a little bit when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well,
just depends on the communication, and certainly that's been in games where you had to adapt. I mean, we were in a game years ago, I wasn't a play caller. We had a guy with a slightly pulled hamstring. He run the whole offense out of the shotgun. Again, that just be a conversation, you know, between Aaron and I. And those things are always on the table. You're dealing with certain things, and for sure.
Special shout out goes to our guy Ernie.
Yes.
From Sharpsburg, who heard that I had never had a sweet potato pie before and generously dropped one off.
It looks fantastic. It's going to change your life. You'll never want to go back to pumpkin pie.
Now, he wrote a little message on the front. Are they giving these, or not giving these away, are they selling these at Dancing Gnome in Sharpsburg? That's what he wrote there, Dancing Gnome.
Huh.
You ever had the Dancing Gnome beers? Oh, brother. They got great beer. You can get them at Hampton Beer Outlet, by the way. Their Yam Jam beer.
Oh, I bet you that is. Oof.
My man.
Yep.
My man.
Mm-hmm.
It is outstanding this time of year. They got great beer over at Dancing Gnome. That's where my brother-in-law goes like every Thursday through Sunday.
I can't wait for you to try this.
He might have a problem. Anyway, yeah, Ernie, thank you, man. So nice.
It's awesome.
I'm always scared to eat stuff from strangers.
You're fine with this.
But we're both going to eat it together.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're fine. It's going to change your life.
And Harry says he doesn't want to try the sweet potato pie. Why, Harry? What do you got against sweet potato pie? Or you just don't feel like eating it at 6:40 in the morning?
Yeah, there's that.
There's that, yeah.
It's the best in the morning, actually.
With a little cup of coffee?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Cows, you have to try at least a bite.
You gotta have a bite.
Just to try it.
A little bite.
So you know what comes with it. What comes with the sweet potato pie.
It smells great too. What a friendly man, Ernie. From Sharpsburg. Love Sharpsburg. You ever had what's the pizza there? Shelly pie?
Nope.
Okay. You and me are gonna have a night out in the town in Sharpsburg in the not too distant future.
Yep.
So that was Arthur Smith at the top before we got into the sweet potato pie, saying that if Rodgers plays, and no one wants to tip their cap, right? But if Rodgers plays, there's going to have to be a lot of shotgun. That's something that we talked about. Handoffs would be an issue. I would expect not a lot of play action then, because usually you're doing that under center. Again, I just think that your offense is going to be limited from a schematic standpoint, and I just think I would rather play a healthy Mason Rudolph. I mean, we've treaded over this territory a bunch this week, but for good reason. It's the biggest story going into the game, but I'm a little bit worried that they're not going to be able to do all that they'd like to do with Rodgers.
They'll find out a lot more today whenever he does, you know, practice a little bit.
Yes.
If he can take snaps from under center. I mean, how many under center plays are going to be called?
They only run under center 34% of the time anyhow.
Right.
But that's still a third of your plays.
It is. But, I mean, you can manufacture out of the shotgun, which you would really do. But I think he's going to be fine. I think nothing will change.
I'm worried about Zach Frazier because he's not always super consistent snapping the football. It hasn't reared its ugly head like it did at the beginning of his career with Justin Fields, where those guys just couldn't get on the same page. But of all the things that he does really well, snapping it consistently isn't one of them, oddly. And I feel like the Steelers have had a stretch of this now. Like, you go back to the Browns playoff game with Pouncey snapping it over Ben's head, and then it all went downhill from there. And then you had, what was his face? Cole Holcomb? No, Mason Cole.
Yep.
Mason Cole, who couldn't snap it. And I'm worried, an inaccurate snap here. Rodgers has to go up with one hand.
I think it'd be fine.
I'm living in my fears too much.
A little bit.
Saying?
Yeah. Okay. I think it'd be fine. They wouldn't put him out there if it wasn't going to work. If they didn't think it was going to work. If they had some, you know, obviously living in their fears, they would put Mason in and then run the traditional offense that they normally run. But they feel comfortable. Clearly, if Rodgers is fine, they're going to roll with it and have their offense be altered just a tad bit, but I think it'll be good.
I'd be stunned if he doesn't play. He practiced in a limited capacity yesterday. I didn't even expect that. I expected him just to practice on Friday, and figure it out then. So all signs point to Rodgers playing. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. How do you expect Rodgers to play in this game? I think it's a fair question. Last six quarters of Rodgers haven't been good. And now he's at least a little bit compromised. What are your expectations for the Steelers quarterback? We'd love to talk to you about it at 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls on this coming up next. And it's Harry's weekly Steelers wrap-up. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. I am trying sweet potato pie for the first time in my life, courtesy of our guy Ernie in Sharpsburg. My life has changed.
Yep. Told you.
That is, I'm not even overselling this. That is so, so good.
10 out of 10.
I didn't know that I needed that this morning. Oh, my God, dude.
And you know what? I'm
taking a bite right now. I don't even care. We're on the air.
It is great by itself, but if you put some whipped cream, spray some whipped cream on it, it just makes the pie even better. But that pie right there by Ernie is a 10 out of 10. Changes your life.
Oh, so good. I actually looked for some whipped cream in the fridge in our break room because I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Mm-hmm.
I should never open that fridge. It smells like mold.
Ooh.
Disgusting. Fridge is nasty. How do we feel like Rodgers is going to play on Sunday? 412-928-9370. I'd be lying if I said I'm not worried. I am worried. Just the way he's been trending and for reasons that aren't necessarily all on him, as we've outlined all week, and as you brought up to Anthony in Oakland, they just don't have explosion. Guys aren't getting open. When guys are getting open, Rodgers isn't having enough time. They haven't been running the ball effectively enough, and now he's banged up, and it's not his throwing hand, so it's not like it's going to be the end of the world, but yeah, I'm concerned, and this Bears defense, while not good, their DBs take the ball away.
Mm-hmm.
They lead the league in forced turnovers with 22. They are plus 16 in the turnover margin. So I am worried about it.
It's either going to be he loves the environment and he always plays well in Chicago, and that helps him and that aids him, and his wrist will be numb. He's not going to feel any pain. He just goes
Perk
out there.
Perk Rodgers.
Yeah, Perk Rodgers. He goes out there and just does what he does and has a fantastic game, or he's going to press because of the atmosphere and because it's Soldier Field and because of the moment and because of his wrist. There's no in the middle. For me, there's no in-between for me with Rodgers. It's either going to be really good or it's going to look awful.
I'm with you on that, and I'm leaning towards awful.
Mm.
There's got to be like 95% of this thing it's brown sugar.
No, I don't think so.
What makes it so delicious? Mike in New Hampshire, you can talk now so I can eat this pie. What's up, Mike?
How are you?
Oh, I've never been better.
I'm no expert. I'm a fan. I've been watching the Steelers since Chuck Noll, so that'll give you an idea of how old I am. But let's go on. This Sunday against the Bears, you've got a very well-qualified backup. I would play him, and I would save Rodgers for the stretch.
I agree with that, Mike.
I would save him against Buffalo and the rest of the season. But this Sunday, you've got a defense which is coming around, and I think the defense is going to win this game if they use Mason Rudolph.
Thank you,
Mason Rudolph is a well-qualified backup. I will go with him. And as far as Pierre and Slay goes, I would go with Pierre. I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to offend Slay. He's a great player, but I would go with Pierre. I'll hang up and hear what you got to say. Thank you, gentlemen.
I think we totally agree with you, Mike, but the case is Aaron Rodgers is going to play. I mean, we saw yesterday with him being a limited participating in practice, he's definitely going to play. And we won't see Mason unless something happens that is catastrophic where he does fall on the wrist again and the brace doesn't, you know, hold up and he hurts his wrist again.
I can't wait to see what this brace looks like. I want it to be like cartoonishly big. I want it to look like what's that guy? RoboCop? That kind of deal?
RoboCop.
Am I thinking of the other one? What the hell's the guy's name I'm thinking of?
I don't know. Not Terminator.
How about Sinbad's character in Jingle All the Way where he shoots his giant hand off? Yeah. I want his hand to look like 15 sizes too big.
What is the villain's name in Jingle All the Way? Booster's the dog, right?
You got Turbo Man.
Booster.
Oh, this is going to drive me nuts.
I know. We can't look it up either. That's our movie.
That is our movie.
Dang. Hold on. I'll think of it.
I might watch that tonight. 412-928-9370. Are you worried about Aaron Rodgers against the Chicago Bears? Texter, Doran put the soul into Crowley this morning with the sweet potato. That's all Ernie. Well, it really is. It is Doran, because I wouldn't even have been talking about sweet potato pie without you. I'm going to eat another slice during this.
I told you it's going to change your life. You're not going to look at pumpkin pie the same. You're going to look at pumpkin pie and be like, eh, that's JV.
You know I never eat on the air.
No. You never do.
I couldn't stop.
I mean, there's not a crumb left on that plate.
No. It looks like the Grinch stole Christmas on my plate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to change it. I told you to change your life.
Texter, Terry Bradshaw had the same injury, and it looked like they put a wood brace on it.
They did. That thing was huge. Did you see those clips that somebody posted? it'll be like a smaller one, and then it'll be wrapped up. It'll be taped up. And I don't know how far it's going to go down to his actual hand. I would assume that it will stop right at the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
But there are braces that obviously go onto the hand that you can't move it back and forth like this. But I think it's more of just around.
You've never looked daintier.
Yeah, like this.
Texter, Dementor is Sinbad's character, yeah.
Dementor?
Yeah, isn't it Dementor?
Is it? It doesn't ring a bell.
And I was thinking of Mega Man. You familiar with Mega Man?
No.
Okay. Coming up next, Vibe Check at 412-928-9370. How are you feeling about Steelers-Bears? We'll give our predictions, although we kind of let the cat out of the bag there. How do we feel like Rodgers is going to play? What are the matchups to watch? We want to hear from you. 412-928-9370. But first, one of the most popular things that this show does, Harry Callis with his Steelers weekly wrap-up. I'll tell you first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We'll let KDK take care of that after the wrap. But right now, without further ado, Steelers weekly wrap-up.
Let's go, Steelers! Yeah! Harry Callis is back. Are the Steelers that bad? Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. Is Rodgers healthy enough to play Sunday, or will Rudolph be asked to pull the Steelers' sleigh? Against the Bears, Rodgers always loves to make them fall.
It has nothing to do with it. It's his love of football.
My bad. They need a receiver out of desperation. Trey said,
our receivers aren't getting a separation.
Why couldn't Pickens be disciplined? That's a mystery. Will that be the worst trade in NFL history? Jamar Chase will serve a suspension fate.
I have no message if someone spits in your face.
Jamar Chase turned himself to a disgrace. Ramsey seems like a hero now that we know what took place. They found themselves in the hizzy. Chase went all spitty spitty, which got Ramsey to a tizzy. Punches thrown, things got busy. There was a camera not too fuzzy, which got Chase very guilty, and there was no pity for who Ramsey called. That made me quite dizzy. Now the Steelers will turn to play the Bears. Can they mess up Caleb Williams and his painted nails? Will Rodgers make sure his wrist is repaired? Hopefully he'll be healthy enough to stay out there.
I think you just got a kind of a creepy man crush on Rodgers.
But what has Mason done to make you think that he's the guy, Bill? Do you have a man crush on him? Do you have a Mason Rudolph whoopee in your bed?
Were you over my house?
Sorry. Good.
No, I was about to say, I've been never more prouder of the Fan Morning Show. I mean, it's blacker by the moment. We're getting blacker and blacker by the moment. I mean, I am really rubbing off on y'all. This is great. I'm so proud.
I am so damn proud. Go ahead.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.